This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This has potential. We've done that. We haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
And I feel weird when we do it a little bit. We want to talk about first world problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're here for you. For anyone who wants to get something off their chest. If you're
we'll
going
have a
through.
Support group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's when you're so damn privileged then and you don't even realize it.
And it's just the stupid things you're complaining about.
Yes. You find yourself. So we're not going to mention any names in what got us thinking about doing this today. But there's a large golf thing happening in our state.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at a golf course that's obviously has homes around it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say this. I never thought about it. It's like, oh, man, that's going to really infuses the economy of that area. And like, it's a great thing. But living there is a flat out nightmare.
Yeah.
Because it's packed. There's
at least
people
for the week that this event is going on. Chaos. Just utter
there's news trucks.
Chaos.
There's like all this. There's people who have to volunteer. There's people who are just coming in to watch. There's the players.
Yeah.
They need a place to live.
Uh-huh.
There's their entourages. It's just like hundreds of thousands of people descending on this town. And this person we know lives in that neighborhood. And things have gotten, this is hard to talk about.
It's gotten bad.
Things have gotten so bad as a result of this golf tournament that they had to cancel some of their Amazon subscriptions.
No.
And they had to. They're having to clean their own house because the maids can't get there.
Oh, no.
The poor cleaners can't make it.
For golf? At what cost? Why?
We are so damn entitled. I love this person.
She's amazing.
She is amazing.
Yeah. He but or she?
He or
she.
Yes. You're the one who did it.
You said it first.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you're right. You said I love this person.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? She's wonderful, okay?
She is.
But yeah, it's like that is the ultimate first world problem.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like,
I'm living near a golf course.
Yeah.
And I can't get my cleaners to come.
Yeah. It sucks. Yeah. She's literally not coming into work the rest of the week because...
Yeah. Because you can't leave because it's so
correct.
Crowded.
Okay, so...
I might have to take some time, too.
This one just recently happened to me, and I didn't think I was going to be ready to talk about it, but I think I am.
Okay.
It's hard. It's been really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a black car with a black interior.
Mm.
And oftentimes I park it in parking lots where there's no shade. And I'm not one of those guys that puts up the weird little car's eyes as the like,
oh yeah, yeah.
I don't put up a sunshade.
Yeah. Do those work? I've always wondered.
They
I've
actually
never...
do work, but yeah. It's just, I think
oh,
it's,
well I then know. I should do it.
They I'm... even have Star Wars ones. I figured you would love that where they're in the Millennium Falcon. It's
okay.
Cool.
I'm out again.
Oh, so in this particular day I was at a retail establishment and there was a car next to me that had the car eyes like Lightning McQueen eyes.
Oh,
and it was kind of, I looked at it, I was like,
that's pretty cute.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm not ready to do it. So I'm shopping in the establishment and I know, and I'm wearing shorts and you know, I never wear shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, I know, and you can see on my Tesla app. Oh, by the way, I love it when the listeners get mad that I mention that I have a Tesla. My Tesla, I look at my app and it tells you the internal temperature of your car.
Mm-hmm.
And it says your car is currently 105 degrees.
Whoa. Whoa.
That's hot.
So as I'm checking out, I'm trying to hit the button to cool the car down and I didn't have service.
No.
I didn't have service in the store.
What?
So I'm hitting it. I tried to get on the store's Wi-Fi, but it wasn't.
Oh,
I couldn't
no.
get connected. So when I...
The store needs to pay.
When I got to the car, I got in and it was still 102 degrees in there.
Wow.
So my
and you're here today.
My Tesla app. My dude. My legs fried onto the seats. And my kids were with me.
Leather,
I was like,
leather seats are hot. Yeah.
Wow. It was bravery. Like,
you could I've smell, burnt myself before.
Yeah,
pretty
I got
bad.
Hungry for brisket. Yeah. Because I'm like, what is that smell? And it was my son. He smells really like he marinates in something. I don't know what it is, but he smelled so good. Anyway, my first world problem is my cool down my car app didn't work.
Wow.
And I had to get into a hot car.
Thank you for your bravery in sharing and enduring.
We are going, and you can use VD. We were going to open up the phone lines for you to tell us, please, this has to work. We understand how entitled and privileged we sound saying these things. That's why we call it First World Problems. We want to hear yours. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I've invested a lot in putting smart bulbs all throughout my house because it's something that I'm like 8-year-old Tyler would have lost his mind to be like, you can control your phone from your lights from your phone and all that. But sometimes, like especially the kitchen ones, because there's two lights in the kitchen and it's one room but two separate lights, and sometimes they just don't quite, I'm sorry, they don't quite cooperate with each other. And I'm ready to go up to bed and I'm ready to hit the button on my phone. I have to go all the way back down and I have to flip. I'm sorry. Don't lie. I have to flip.
Sometimes.
I have to flip the switch and then walk in the dark upstairs sometimes. But I'm here to tell my tale. And if
this
I can make it
fail
through.
So miserably, you guys. No one is going to call in. Okay.
It's so annoying.
Aaron, do you have one?
You know,
oh my God, the face you just made.
Okay. Aaron's got real problems.
First world problems. Okay. What is it?
Well, I have a few different products. They're all the same brand.
Okay.
And so when I want to know like if I'm what the weather is or what the time is, I just go, "Hey Siri."
Don't do that. Oh.
Exactly. My watch just went off. My phone just went off.
Oh no.
Which one do I do?
I don't know, Aaron. I don't know.
Do I use my new watch? My old watch?
I feel I
my
fear,
laptop.
I fear they're all gonna be technology related. And we don't want them to all be that.
Mm-mm.
But like there's times in here. I'm staring, what makes the radio station work is this giant array of monitors.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes me like a couple minutes to find the mouse pointer.
Oh yeah.
I can't figure out which screen
it's on.
No,
that's a real problem. Yeah. I'm like, that is valid.
Yeah, I have so many displays in front of me that I can't.
Have you guys ever gotten massages?
Yes.
Like back ones?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You know, there's sometimes they're wonderful, but there's sometimes where like you just can't get comfortable because the face hole just your head doesn't quite align to
oh,
it.
Oh no.
And they won't let you scoot up. Yeah, no, some massage tables, face hole is not. That is a first world problem.
I have one. Sometimes I'll go out and I'll get food for myself and I'll get myself like a milkshake or some sort of ice cream.
Yeah.
And I come home only to see that my wife has already made cookies. I can't eat both.
Sometimes
I'm
just gonna
try.
That is the
I can and
that
I
is
shouldn't.
The ultimate first world problem when it's just like I have too much food at my house.
I know,
right
and I was like, do I save the ice cream and eat the cookies while they're hot, or do I eat the ice cream while it's fresh and save the?
Do you understand I'm that sorry. At my house right now, I have leftover Dion's pizza. I have leftover wings.
No.
Like I have, you guys. There's so much food at my house. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You're just going to have to order again tonight to get through it.
Poke works. I'm looking at you. I'll be over later. All right. I hope you understand this is all in good fun. And if you've got a first world problem, we want to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It feels kind of icky talking about it, but we're
It seems like everyone's understanding.
They are. We're just doing first world problems.
And we're here for you. Yeah.
And I want to apologize to the people that texted in saying their series went off.
Yeah, you don't get to say HS on, like, you don't do that.
Yeah.
That's like saying, hey, Google. Hey, Alexa.
What are you doing? Like,
why would you do
why
that?
Why are you doing it now?
No, I'm saying, why would she do that?
Do you know that we got in a lot of trouble way back in the day when this first started? Because we did, we were like, hey, Alexa, set a reminder to listen to the Slacker Show tomorrow at 2:59. And everybody's like, you son of a... I was like, sorry.
Wow, I like it.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty smart. Jennifer?
Hello.
Hello.
Actually, my name's Tabitha. Sorry, I don't know if you...
Tabitha. First world problem. T, I can't hear. Go ahead, Tabitha. What's your first world problem?
So keeping my cell phone charged, man, it's a huge problem for me. And then I go try to buy a portable charger, and guess what? You have to charge the portable charger.
I'm kind of just kicking the can down the road. You're not really making any progress. It's a lateral move.
Yeah. Man. We've all been there.
Yeah.
That does suck. Thank you for the call, Tabitha.
Yeah.
How you're employed is well beyond me.
What? I can hear you.
Joe.
Hi.
First world problem, what's yours?
Okay. My kitchen island is so large because it's about the same size of a king-size mattress that my cleaning lady can't get the center of it, so then I have to clean it after she leaves.
That is a massive kitchen island. Like, it's very wide. Why?
I know, but they're starting very to make kitchen wide. Islands just like an actual island that you could inhabit. And it's too much. It is way too much.
The cleaning lady lives there now.
She just pops out of the sink.
Yeah, there's a base camp.
Oh my God, that's the most first worldy thing I've heard in a long
Thank
time.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Joe.
Yai.
First world problems, what's yours?
I'm finally in a place where I can admit that my Mercedes only has seat coolers and warmers and massage in the front seat and not the back.
Oh, no.
So the people in the back have to massage themselves?
They have to heat each other up.
it's brutal, but...
Oh, man. Yeah. So you have to pull
you
over?
You call this a Mercedes?
Do you, like, play musical chairs and, like, pull over and it's like, you get a massage? And, like, move people up to the front? No. You should try that.
I guess...
Just make a rotation chart.
I will.
Yeah.
Yes.
He can never show his face. When somebody rides in his car, you think they're getting in again?
You're so brave, man.
Mortifying.
Jane?
Yai.
First world problems. What's yours?
So I have a car that is the key. It's beautiful. I so graciously traded my husband for the day, so I had to use an actual key to get in the car. We were at a store.
Oh, no.
And then... could not find the keys to the car for like 20 minutes.
What kind of car are we talking about?
I have a Tesla, and I'm so fortunate that my phone works for the key.
Yeah.
And I let me and my husband traded cars for the day. He has
I get you. Oh, yeah. When you have to like slum it and push a button to get in your car, you're like, who's got the thumb dexterity to go boop, whoop? Yeah. I just walk away from my car.
And they've got all the extra keychains on there too, you know, like the discount code.
I don't have
scanners.
Oh, your stupid super card is on there?
Yeah, once you strayed and you're like, isn't that that's bad. I'm saying that's a first
problem.
No, it
is, it's hard.
Okay. All right.
Christy.
Yai.
First world problems, what's yours?
So I have a Roomba vacuum that empties its own bin.
Yeah.
It stopped emptying its own bin and now I have to do it.
Get the room, the people on the
pull over safely.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.